your attention, please. I now call the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, December 12th to order. May I all have you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please let the record show that all members are in attendance with the exception of Kimberly Swartzlander, who is excused this evening. Can I have county staff introductions?
Block of Office, Clark County, National Security Office.
Brady Bernhardt, Conference Planning.
Vivian, did you want to?
Vivian Kolarski, Planning Commissioner, or Commissioner Steigerblum, District E.
Thank you. During the meeting that we ask you to please turn off your phones, tablets, anything that's going to make noise so we don't disturb the applicants. And if you need to have a conversation with your neighbor, if you wouldn't mind taking it out into the hallway, we'll have you step up to the podium. And please use the microphone. Give us your name and address for the record. We are recording, so we need to be able to hear you. I know it's a small group, but we still ask that you use the microphone. We have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Does anyone have a comment before we get started? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public. Can I get approval of the minutes for November 28th, 2023?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes as written.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for November 28th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. An approval of the agenda for this evening, December 12th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda for tonight, December 12, 2023, with no holds.
We have motion on the floor to approve the agenda for this evening, December 12, 2023, as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Blanca, we have any informational items?
No.
Okay. So we'll jump right into planning and zoning. Item number one, ET 2340013, VS210452, Campage Village Group, LLC, vacate and abandon first extension of time for a portion of right-of-way being Maryland Parkway, located between University Avenue and Harmon Avenue within Paradise. Wow, big package. Your name and address, please.
Members of the board, Brent Resch, 1700 South Pavilion Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89135.
Is the mic on?
I didn't catch your name, I'm sorry.
Brent Resch.
Thank you.
I can't, is it on? Should I?
Yeah, I can hear.
Oh, you can hear
it. Yeah. Brent Resch, 1700 Pavilion, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89135. This is an exciting project near UNLV called Campus Village. It's between Harmon and University along Maryland. It's going to change the whole look of the area. This project was approved through applications about 2 or 3 years ago. With some changes to the project, we added a new package last year, which we got the notice of final action of this summer. And one of the requirements was the differences between the two projects. There's a page in there. One of them is showing the various differences between the two projects. Much of the project is going to be the same, One of the, you're looking at a justification letter there, the Zenith, for the original application that actually Clark County required us to submit, that related to vacating the right-of-ways along Maryland, Harmon, and University. I believe most of that is all the same. The only thing that's changed is now along University, the project will need, I believe, detached sidewalks instead of attached sidewalks. So that's a utility requirement. There's a lot of engineering involved, and there is a footnote and an item in our current, the justification letter that was for the project that was granted this summer. If you look in that justification letter, it's probably the big packet at the back. I think it's item P, and I think it's footnote 1 or 2. Kind of gives a really good engineering explanation of what we are doing here with this extension of time application. But I'm happy to answer any questions you guys may have.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary
conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item, subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Item number 2, UC230751, Patron Investments LLC, a use permit to allow accessory structures, shade structures not architecturally compatible, waiver of development standards to reduce the setback for proposed accessory structures, shade structures, design review for accessory structures, shade structures in conjunction with an existing restaurant on 0.9 acres in the M1 Light Manufacturing AE 70 zone, generally located on the north side of Sunset Road and the east side of Windy Road within Paradise.
My name is Luis Flores, 10438 Skygate Street, Vegas, Nevada, 9123. I believe this is a really simple project. We want to provide accessory structures, shade structures for an existing outdoor dining area, which is on the Patterson Gordon restaurant. And we submit to the building department, and then we ask that to submit for a special use permit because the materials are not compatible with the building, and for a waiver of the standard because we are not complying with the requirements set back for the building. And regarding the materials, actually the building materials is stucco. For this kind of structure, we kind of made a finished stucco. What we are creating is a steel posts with a flame resistant fabric, and sadly the staff recommend denial because they believe that it is not compatible with the building. We strongly believe with it is because we are matching the fabric, it's matching the color of the existing building, and the powder coating for the steel is matching also the building. And the other is the waiver for setbacks. And the staff recommend denial because they believe that the structure that can be visually distracting or obstruct a pedestrian right away, and they say staff cannot support this request. And I would like to show you. The setback. Well, it's not pretty clear in that, but the public right away, the post is 5 feet away from the sidewalk, and the bottom of the canopy is more than 9 feet. I don't believe that I can be distracted or destroyed in any way the pedestrian right away. So the code cannot address all the conditions. You know, that's why it's case by case, and that's why we are here.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, I don't agree with the staff in this case.
I mean, other than the fact it's neon pink, I don't think it's going to be distracting to the general public.
It's going to be red, right?
Is it red?
Because your building's got a red roof.
Exactly. We try to match the color of the building.
Right.
It's compatible with the building.
I don't think it's going to be distracting. It looks neon pink on the front.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be distracting, so I don't agree with staff. I think this can go forward. No one else has any thoughts on it?
I guess my confusion is the, you know, it says the main restaurant has a stucco finish. Well, obviously you won't have a stucco finish on a straight structure. It'd be no different than putting umbrellas out there. Is the right-of-way. Brady, were you involved with this one at all?
Just the original approval process, but not this case. I mean, I looked at the original plans, and it did show umbrellas, just individual umbrellas out in the seating area.
Right. And this just makes them more permanent. So it's kind of instant with the designs. Okay. Obstruct the pedestrian right-of-way. I just don't see that.
You're 5 foot up?
Yes, we are 5 feet from the sidewalk, from the edge of the sidewalk, to the edge of the post. So.
And then you have landscaping?
We have 5 feet of landscaping, and we are not touching at all.
And then inside of that, you have your dining or whatever?
Yes. Actually, let me...
You have...
Basically, it's that area and the canopy is cantilever in order to cover the actually outdoor dining area.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun at morning came this direction, so that's why it's just protecting the people that is dining in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
I don't see it.
Worry about it.
Go ahead, make a motion.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, questions, or concerns, I make a motion to approve subject to staff authority if approved conditions.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff if approved conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Got the orders. Item number 3, I'd like to combine 3 and 4, if that's okay with the applicant?
Yes.
Okay. Item number 3, VS230762, Tropicana Health Center, Inc., vacant and abandonment easements of interest to Clark County located between Tropicana Avenue and Bell Drive and between Decatur Boulevard and Cameron Street, and a portion of right-of-way between Tropicana Avenue located between Decatur Boulevard and Cameron Street with Paradise. And item number 4, UC230761, Tropicana Health Center, Inc., use permits for the following: 1, an office, and 2, pharmacy. Waivers of development standards for the following: allow modified driveway standards, and 2, allow reduced landscaping and attached sidewalk. Design reviews for the following: office building with a pharmacy, 2 alternative parking lot landscaping, and 3 finished grade on 10 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment zone, generally located on the south side of Tropicana Avenue and the west side of Cameron Street within Paradise.
Hi, my name is Chase Wheeler. I'm at 8882 Spanish Ridge Avenue in Las Vegas, Nevada. Basically, we have a project here for a medical office building and pharmacy that is for the Culinary Health Fund, union members, medical care for them. It is just a medical and office building that does not have emergency or hospital uses as part of it. So what we have here is in item 3, we have the vacation of a easement along Tropicana here to the north of just an attached sidewalk that is existing on the property right now. And then we also have a vacation of the driveway easement that is located in this area of the plan here. Just an old easement for a previous car lot that was on the site. So as part of item four, the property was zoned for a limited resort and apartment because it was originally, or it was entitled for a high-rise structure. Of course, now we are doing this, are proposing this medical office and pharmacy building that is only 37 foot 6 inches tall. So we do have a couple of waivers that we're asking for. The waivers are the waiver of throat depth. As you can see on the property here, we do have main drives coming in off of Cameron, Tropicana, and Bell Drive as well. So a lot of these drives that we have going to the property are main thoroughfares that don't necessarily abruptly stop at parking stalls. However, we do not have the 150 that's required for the count of parking. So we ask that a waiver for throat depth is considered. Number two, just the use permit of the pharmacy and office building in the area. And then we also have alternative parking landscape, which are these diamonds that we have placed here with trees in lieu of landscape fingers in the parking. Those are configured per development code standards. And then we also have the finish grade of the property, which is over the 3 foot mark. The reason for that is really just the large site and having to grade the entire site per what it is now to what it needs to be, and not have to require a extensive stormwater basically treatment solution. So so again, it's an exciting medical office building for the Culinary Health Fund. There is one that is already existing on Durango and Post Road. This will be very close to it, and there's actually another one being built right now in North Las Vegas.
All right, is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject staff conditions on 3 and 4.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to approve items 3 and 4, subject staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
We go on to BCC on 1-3.
Yes.
Already into the new year. Okay, item number 5. Is the applicant here? I'd like to, can I combine 5 and 6?
Yes.
Sounds good. All right. Item number 5, ZC230754-3526, Patrick Lane LLC. Zone change to reclassify 0.5 acres. From an RS20 residential single family 20 AE 60 zone to a CG commercial general AE 60 zone, generally located on the north side of Patrick Lane, 570 feet east of Pecos Road within Paradise. And item number 6, WS230755-3526, Patrick Lane LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: reduced setbacks, 2 buffering and screening standards, increased fence height, allow modified driveway design standards, and 5, allow commercial pan driveways where commercial curb return driveways are required. design reviews for the following: alternative landscape plan, alternative trash enclosure design, allow an accessory structure, storage shipping container not architecturally compatible with the principal building, and 4, plant nursery on 0.5 acres in a CG, commercial general AE60 zone, generally located on the north side of Patrick Lane, 570 feet east of Pecos Road within Paradise.
Good evening. Liz Olson, Liz Olson, 1980 yep. Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant and property owner. It's a lot messier on paper than it is. So if you bear with me, I just kind of want to walk you through everything. So the site is half an acre. We're right on Patrick, just east of Pecos. We're currently zoned RE, but we're master planned for commercial. So everything along Patrick here is zoned for commercial. Directly across Patrick to the south is all existing industrial. And we have a couple parcels next to us already that have already been changed to commercial. And then over here we have a CP operating office over here. So before I go into the application itself on the design, as you read in staff report, they are supporting our zone change simply because this area right here is planned for commercial. They believe all of this will eventually turn into commercial. It slowly is with these two properties here. And we would like to do a zone change as well. So their concern is with the design. The project that we're requesting is a landscaping and nursery company. Full disclosure, they are operating on the property already. They would like to be in compliance with the code, so they're coming through with the zone change and all of the requests that you see today. So before I go into the actual design, many of our requests are similar to what you're already seeing in the area, right? We have setback requests along the residential, we have accessory structures. So many of the homes already here in this area have similar requests that we're requesting, just of course now with a commercial use. My client is keeping this property very nice. He's planning on doing a lot of upgrades to it, which I'll go through. So with that, let me go through our application. Let me back up one quick second. He has also received signatures of support from all of his immediate neighbors to the east, to the west, and the two to the north. So I have all 4 of those here, and they all say that they are in support with the overall design, any waivers, and the use. They think that it is a good use for the neighborhood. He's not making any noise now, and he doesn't plan to in the future. This is the current property as it sits today. It's a single building that he is using as his office right now. And as you can see, there's nothing in the front. He will be adding landscape to meet code in the front. There are 2 driveways. There are also 2 existing fences that will remain, and those fences are screening everything that's in the back. You cannot see anything. So here's another view. As you can see, that screening of the fence. This is the other side here. I'm going to talk about these fences as well that are existing. And again here. So as of right now, all of the front is dirt. He would be paving all of the front of the property. So this is the new layout that we are requesting to have. The building would remain the same. He would add a minimum of 6 feet of landscaping around the entire perimeter of the property, as well as landscaping in the front to meet code requirements in the front here. parking striping in the front. Again, those gates would remain. This front portion of the back area would be a deconstructed asphalt type material, just so it's not dirt, so it helps with air quality. We met with air quality and they were happy with what we were providing here. And then in the back, they would put in new gravel. They're also going to have additional parking back here. It does have a existing dumpster here and an existing storage bin right here. Again, you can't see those because of the fences, so they are completely screened from the right-of-way. So if you could just bear with me, let me go through quickly our waivers that we're requesting. I think I can get rid of at least one of them. So our first one is we're requesting to have a front setback of 0, where 10 is required for the existing chain link fence. So this fence on the property, as you can see, is simply acting as a buffer or a property line separation from the adjacent neighbor to the east. The reason it's coming all the way to the front of the property line is because if it was set 10 feet back, then there would be a gap in between our property and the property next to us. Waivers B1, B, C, and D, as I mentioned, I'm happy to go through all of those, but again, they're all behind our gate. You cannot see them, and we have received sign-off from our neighbors, as well as adding that 6 feet of landscaping around the perimeter. We're submitting this under the new Title 30. Old Title 30 or current Title 30 requires the 6 feet of landscaping. New Title 30 requires 15 feet of landscaping plus an 8-foot wall. Our property is only 114 feet wide, so if we were to put 15 feet of landscaping on either side, it would only be about 84 feet left, so it's just not possible. If we were to add an 8-foot block wall, I think that would look a little out of place, especially if this entire row is eventually going to be commercial. Those walls wouldn't be required, and then you would just have these random walls down the street. Went through the landscape. Allow an existing 6-foot high block wall with an 8-foot high block wall. That was 2E. Allow a single row of evergreen and semi-evergreen trees where two rows are required. So first and foremost, we can replace the semi-evergreens with evergreens. That's not a problem. But we just simply don't have enough room to put two rows. We could certainly add more trees closer together, but within that 6 feet, we just don't have enough room to do two. So if you'd like us to see, if you'd like to see maybe trees, I don't know, maybe 10 or 20 foot on center rather than what we're proposing, which is 20, so maybe 10 feet, we could certainly do that. Waiver three is what I think we can remove. It says increase the height of the non-decorative chain link fence to 6 feet where a maximum of 3 feet is permitted. They're talking about this chain link fence. This is not 6 feet high. So I think that may have just been an error. I mean, I would talk to staff about that, but this is definitely not 6 feet. It's just 3 feet, although our plan says 6 feet, so I think that's where the confusion is. So I'm going to talk to staff and hopefully remove that one. Our last two waivers are for public works. We're requesting to reduce our throat depth for the existing driveway to 12 feet or 25 feet required. So this is going to be a one-way in and one-way out driveway. So we come in on the west and come in on the go out on the east. It's been there for decades, hasn't been an issue. Their operation really is mostly their office. They have plants where they keep in the back. They have materials and tools that they keep in the back, but they don't have very many people actually coming to the site. They can, and some customers do. The majority of their customers are residential, so so they're doing residential work. So every once in a while they'll have somebody come on, but it's very light traffic, so you're not going to have a lot of people coming in with an issue of stacking in the right-of-way because of that buildup. Same with the commercial driveway. So it's currently a pan driveway. We're requesting to do the pan driveway to section 222 instead of 221. That is simply because if we were to comply with the required commercial driveway, it would dig way up into our site here and we wouldn't have enough space for parking. So we are proposing to curve these driveways a bit so they aren't just the standard pan driveways, but we just don't have enough room. But again, it's very low traffic use. And then the design reviews, as I mentioned, we are very low traffic. We're adding all of the landscaping. We're going to pave the front, add gravel and alternative asphalt in the back, so it's going to look really nice. But as of right now, we think that it's a good use. They're keeping it up as it is right now, but I think that once they fix it up and get where they need to be per code, at least somewhat, it'll look even nicer. So we understand staff's concerns, but believe this is a good use, especially since we have received sign-off from the standards. So happy to answer any questions you guys have.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item?
Yes, please.
Give us your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Lauren Gianucci. I'm at 3684 Miguel's Lane.
Could you spell your last name for...
I will. It's I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. You need me to stand up?
Would you mind?
Okay. So I'm the president of the HOA for Escondido Estates, which is just east of this property. And our residents oppose this. We didn't get enough time because we just got the notice in the mail yesterday to get a bunch of people to come. But several of my neighbors asked me to come and represent us. We don't want our area changed into any more commercial. We are a residential area. We've paid for our homes in the area, so they're beautiful, and our neighborhood is beautiful. And this will devalue our neighborhood. It will increase traffic, and it will be an eyesore, even if we do all the nice plants around the hedge. I understand that, and we could get a petition. I just didn't know about this until yesterday. We already have too many work trucks going around. We have people in our neighborhood who go walking, who walk their dogs, and we just don't need any more commercial at this time. It just doesn't seem about the time to have it. And we already have vacant lots on the corner of Pecos. If they want to develop those things, they're already commercial. So develop those, but our neighborhood needs to stay residential for now.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak?
I'm sorry?
I was asked if anyone else wanted to speak. All right, seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. One of the things I'll mention first, whenever we get an application with this many waivers, it's an issue. This is a lot of waivers to ask for. Basically, half an acre. It's a very small parcel. So my opinion is it's too small for what they're trying to do. What I'm seeing, because I live just down the street on Patrick and off of Annie Oakley, so I know what, I go down there every day, I see what's happening, is a lot of people are doing commercial there already, even though it's not, they need a zone change for it, but they're not. I know on the master plan, it is, and I'll let you know, the master plan zone commercial, they want Patrick to be commercial because of the amount of traffic on it now. But it needs to be the right thing. And I think what your client has done is they bought it as a contractor and said, hey, this little trailer worked perfect for us. We can put all our trucks in the back. And then somebody said, no, you can't do that. In my neighborhood alone, I know of two homes that are being advertised by the realtor that way. That even they're rural estates, but perfect for a contractor and to use as a yard, and it's not. So they're being, you know, I'm sure this guy got the same thing. Oh, you can use it for that. You can't put a decent nursery on a half an acre. It's not going to happen. It's obviously his commercial yard. He buys some plants. He's going to put them out there for when his client comes. And there's just too many waivers to allow that to happen. If it's going to be something commercial, you know, somebody needs to buy the lot next to it and put another office building there. Or make it, if you want it to be a nursery, buy another parcel and make it a decent sized nursery. But that is not a nursery, and that's what you are applying for. And staff even states that the design is functioned more as a contractor's yard than a plant nursery. So I can't support it. There's just too many waivers. And it's just not the right thing. It's not the right thing for there.
I would agree. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with staff. That's exactly where it's headed. So I can't support it.
Anybody else?
I don't have an opinion on it being a nursery or not, but the throat depths are my issue, because if you have one big truck that has to slow down to turn, people on Patrick, you're going to end up with an accident there, and it's just going to cause an issue, and that's why I can't figure out how to get a nursery in there. So I can't support it the way it's written.
I'm pretty much on board with everybody else on this. There's another piece of property that I thought by that has been converted over to a makeshift nursery, and it does not work because the semi-trucks try to pull in these big, huge piles of gravel and dirt, and they end up pulling out in the traffic, blocking traffic, and then backing in. I see that happening there. That could be a little problem.
The star nursery boulders that fall.
Well, and there is a landscaper that opened up on Patrick right at the curve when it turns into Green Valley Parkway, but he has, I believe, 4 acres. So he's only using it as his landscaping business now. So he's got his trucks and stuff out there, but he's got 4 acres. He's up against the wash. There are no neighbors there. There's another office building. It made much more sense there. And the waivers he asked for were just for his drive, which there was an extra lane there. You know, if they come in and improve Patrick, right now it's a mess. It's torn up from the number of trucks that go up and down the street from the airport now. It's just crazy. But I just don't think it's right. So I'll go ahead and make a motion. I'm going to deny items 5 and 6. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next step is, because you'll want to get your neighbors together for that, so that is January 3rd at the Board of County Commissioners is the next meeting. So we just make recommendations, they'll make the final decision. Okay, any general business? Our calendar we need to review for the...
Yeah, we're not going to vote on it until the January, but Lauren just prepared copies for you. I sent them to you last month. Just look at it. I think I sent some notes on really some conflicts that you have with just a regular holiday calendar. And so just take a look at it, and then any kind of cancellations you'd like to see. Let's
know if there's any intent. Okay.
We don't have another meeting until January 9th. So, correct. Just let's know. And we can cancel any meeting that's too close to holiday or fall holiday.
Or on elections. And then,
elections. We looked at elections. Election night is not the same night as Paradise Park.
But the primary is.
The primary, yeah. Okay. So that's something you guys can consider.
Well, because they vote here, so it's always a mess.
It's a mess. It's doable, but it's a mess.
Too much civic engagement one night.
Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Would you like to make any comments?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair. Vivian Kolarski, 2939 Robar Street, 89121, Planning Commissioner, District D. I just want to say thank you for your service this year, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you, I hope, next year. Mm-hmm. And I want to wish you a very, very happy holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. I hope you celebrate it well and you stay healthy and you have a very safe and merry time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, our next meeting is January 9th, 2024. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I thought we came back on the 27th.
Did we vote now?